Joining me today is Marla Lowe with Westerner Park, and it is finally here. Westerner Days 2024 underway. Marla, can you tell us what's all on the agenda?
Oh my gosh, there's so much on the agenda. Each day is packed with something new and exciting. So really, people need to be coming back to Westerner Days for more than one day, which is why we implemented the multi-day pass. But off the top of my head, what I can tell you is we have a full schedule of entertainers, both emerging artists and headliners, that will be playing basically all day from open till close. We have more rides, which is something that we've been hearing from the public. So if you are a Midway enthusiast, this is definitely a time that you want to come. I can see them out my window right now. They're huge. All of our pavilions, with the exception of the Centrium, are activated with things for people to do. We have the Kidventure back, which is a play area for kids if they need to get in and out of the sun. We have the Central Alberta Pavilion, which is a new pavilion. It's essentially a historic tribute to Westerner Park, as well as the city of Red Deer, the county of Red Deer, and Central Alberta. So it is a really neat pavilion, very retro. We have RDTV clips coming in. We have old furniture. It's a really, really interesting pavilion, and I would highly recommend people come check that one out. We also have what's called the Junction. It's an industrial / prairie combination of entertainment. We have the emerging artists in there. There's a neat little bar so you can rest, get in from the heat since it's going to be plus 30 this entire week, taking some good music, have some refreshments, and enjoy a 60-foot digital virtual wall that you can interact with. So that's a really cool feature that we have as well. We have the dog show back this year, as well as our markets. We have some local businesses coming in to show off their businesses, so I would encourage people to come out and support that. And of course, as always, we have two pavilions dedicated entirely to agriculture. So there is so much to do here that you need to come back for more than one day.
That is awesome stuff, Marla. It certainly sounds like you can fill your days there in Red Deer this week for Westerner Days 2024. And of course, Chuckwagon Chariot Racing back for this year as well. What time is that going to be going on?
Chuckwagon start at 5 o'clock every day, Monday through Saturday, and at noon on Sunday.
Don't want to miss that. Of course, some of the very best names in the Alberta Professional Chuckwagon and Chariot Association are going to be swinging on by. And of course, a lot of people are going to be coming on by. Marla, what is your expectation for attendance this year? And how many did you get across the grounds last year?
Last year, we got around 59,000 people coming to Westerner Days. And this year, we're hoping to break that record. So we're hoping to do that with all the extra entertainment we're providing, the full pavilions, the additional rides. So if people want to be coming, in particular Midway enthusiasts, they need to be picking up their Rad Pass prior to the event at the Central Alberta Co-op, gas bars, and food store locations.
Awesome. Well, one last one for you, Marla. We're looking forward to it, Westerner Days 2024. How can people get tickets and how much are they?
They can purchase tickets at Tickets Alberta, and they range in price depending on what you're needing. So a average adult admission is $25, and that gives you access to everything on park all day. However, if you're looking for some of the deals, we have our $10 special running on Wednesday. We have our senior day running on Thursday. We have our family car load on Sunday, which is $30, and all of that information can be found on the Westerner Days website, which is westernerdays.ca.
Awesome, Marla. Well, we're looking forward to it. Best of luck with Westerner Days. It should be a beautiful week for it, and hopefully we can chat again next year.
Thank you.